Well, Thursday is the 31st of January. That is the statutory date that property taxes are due. So anyone in Brazos County that owns property that did not make a half payment in November still has a balance due. Tomorrow is the day that they've got to get that tax paid if they want to avoid any penalty or interest for late payment.
What are the normal pitfalls, and how can folks try to get around those problems?
Well, actually, we've seen an increase in foot traffic here at the tax office over the last week. We've seen a steady stream of people coming in, so the parking is always challenging down here in downtown Bryan, so people need to plan a little extra time. It's not necessarily going to be an easy-in, easy-out situation. Plan for lines, especially on that last day. It looks like the weatherman's going to give us some nice, cool, windy weather, so they need to be prepared for that. We do encourage people, if you're going to mail your payment, go ahead and do it early. Don't wait until that last day. Don't wait until the afternoon of the last day, because the postmark is critical, and if for some reason your payment doesn't get postmarked, you won't be given credit for a timely payment. So if you need information, please go to the website, because calling the tax office right now, our phone traffic has been very, very high as well, and your ability to get your question answered timely is pretty limited right now.
Editorially speaking, I think the best way to go is just to get it done online, even though there's a convenience charge involved.
There is a convenience fee. It's a little bit higher if you use a credit card because you're paying a percentage. It's that transaction fee that the credit card companies charge us, and as government agencies in Texas, we are allowed to pass that along because we really don't have an overhead that we can cover it like perhaps a business does. But if you go online and do an electronic check, as long as you are paying less than $10,000, and gee, hopefully you are, then the convenience fee is only $5. So for you to have that assurance that your payment has been done and that we would have received it, and you're being given credit for the date and time that you do it, so you can sit there in your pajamas at 6 o'clock after we're closed and actually pay your taxes and still be considered as being on time.
And then the other option is just to drop it off in the box outside the building?
We do have a safe that is connected to the front of the building. The drop slot is between the voter registration door and the property tax door along William J. Bryan. A lot of people use that. When you drop that payment in, please make sure it's in an envelope and you include information about what taxes you're trying to pay, because sometimes we just really can't figure it out. If your property account number is not listed the same way your bank account is or whatever, don't drop cash. Make sure it's a check, money order, cashier's check. Include your property ID number, your payment stub, something to help us identify your payment. And all of those payments drop directly into a locked safe. So they are secured, and they are given credit for the date of that they are dropped. And we do have someone pick them up after midnight on the night of the deadline. So you're given after hours to go ahead and accept that payment, but anything dropped after we make our pickup is considered the next day.
What else have I missed that we need to communicate to those who are doing this at the last minute?
Well, everybody likes to hold on to their money till the last minute. I understand that. But in this particular case, every year we see a problem with people trying to get that done at the last minute. And, you know, the flu's going around. And if you're waiting till tomorrow to make your payment and you wake up with the flu, that's not an excuse. I really don't have the authority to extend this deadline. It is what it is. You've had your bill since October, and if you mail it today, the day before, you know what? We're not going to get around to posting that payment till next week, so you're still going to get some float. You know, so that's a positive thing. Please don't wait till the last minute, because too many times people get caught. Additionally, if you, like I do a lot of times, pay your bills through your bank online, it's too late for you to generate that payment through your bank, because you're not given credit for the time that you generate that payment. You're given credit for the time your bank mails the payment, because that is still a mailed-in physical check. and we've had several people caught and having to pay penalty and interest because of that.